said.
How's everybody doing? A little Jeff Beck for you to start the show. Y'all hear what Mama said? It's a good tune right there. I would love to welcome everyone to the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show. I am your host, Ken Landon. I do this the third Tuesday of every month. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a little bit of a different show I'm going to have for you guys today. My guest was held up, so I'm doing this solo today. So bear with me. I'm going to do the best I can. We're going to do a little reminiscing, I think. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about some past guests. I got some stats that my statistician, Hutch from Crossroads, has been texting me a little bit here and there about some new stuff that's happening brewery-wise, beer-wise. So hopefully we can fill this hour up with some informative information and some interesting tunes. But again, I would like to welcome everybody here to the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show here at GXC 90.7 over in Hudson. It's great to be here, and I was trying to remember on the ride over how long I've been doing this for, but I'm going to guess it's over a year, and it goes by quick, so I don't know the exact date, but I can tell you there's, since the start of the show, there's been a lot of beer consumed throughout the area, the Hudson Valley, and the nation, of course, with new breweries cropping up left and right all over the place. And especially right here in the Hudson Valley, it's just great, the growth rate that's going on. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to try and fill this hour with some informative information, some past information, some reminiscing, and anything else I could possibly think of. So I also do a guest DJ slot here on whenever I can. Once a month, I try and do some interesting things. I come in with a couple of buddies and we play some tunes, a little different take. We do some fusion. So if anybody gets a chance to listen in on the guest DJ slot or wants to be a part of the guest DJ slot, it's a wonderful thing that GXC does here. Just get in touch with Lynn and Katie at the station, and They can tell you what available dates are here. I can tell you this. We have a blast here. We come in for 2.5 hours and we play our music, so it's wonderful. It's good outlets. Good to spin your tunes, your favorites of old and new, and it's just cool. And that's what GXC is all about. That's why we love this station. So I'm gonna see if we could cue up another tune. I'm gonna dig up some old information. We'll reminisce a little bit, and hopefully we can fill this hour up. Here we go. This is one of my old favorites. One of my favorite bands of all time. This is Yes. How's that? How'd that sound out there? One of my favorites. That was Shoot High, Aim Low. That was from the Big Generator album, CD album, showing my age there with the album. 1987, huh? I want to welcome everybody back at the top of the hour. I told everyone, I usually have a guest here with me for the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show, but today I'm doing this solo, which is okay. I think I'll get through it. It'll be all right. Painless, I hope. But why don't you just go back in time and just talk a little beer? And I can't really pinpoint the date when I started this, but I do know for a fact it's over a year that I've been doing this on the show, which has been a wonderful experience. It really has. Just coming on the radio and talking about beer, talking about what's going on in the industry. And in the past, we've just had some phenomenal guests on here. A lot of them last minute, which is amazing we pull that off. It really is a last minute kind of thing. Some of them are scheduled in advance, but it always seems like when I schedule a guest in advance, something happens. So last minute seems to work kind of cool. But we've had everyone from head brewers to assistant brewers to hop growers to marketing people, distribution people in the beer industry just coming in and talking about their kind of angle, their end of what the business is all about. And, you know, one of the first guests that I had on here was Hutch. And I always mess his last name up, Kugman. He's going to be like, really, Ken? He was one of the, I think he was the first guest we had on here from Crossroads Brewery. He's been brewing for 12 plus years now and did some time out in Oregon, not in jail, but at Pelican Pub. A brew pub out there, was up in Lake Placid brewing there, and Ithaca, and he's been around. So he was our first guest, and we got to talk to him about, you know, his kind of life and times in the brewing industry. And we had the guys on from Newburgh Brewing Company, which is down obviously in Newburgh. We had Chris Basso up here. I'm going to actually read from some lists that I made, so excuse me if I hesitate a little bit. But Chris was up here. His partners, those guys started down there a couple years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago. If I'm wrong, I'm sure I'll get corrected sooner or later. His partner Paul and Charlie, they're down there. I remember when those guys were getting started, and we were kind of getting started at Crossroads, and we were up and running a little bit, and they would come in and pick our brains and kind of like just ask questions and stuff. And those guys have been doing a great job down there in Newburgh. Let's see. Actually, I'm looking at my past notes, and I actually had to write when I first started doing this that the top button on the soundboard was on and the bottom button meant off because I would get confused. And that was one of my notes to myself. So I guess I have come a long way. I can actually tell the difference between on and off now on the soundboard. I still can't put the PSAs on myself. I have to have Katie help me. But one day I'm going to learn that, Katie. Don't worry. I also want to go back in time and talk about Chatham. Chatham Brewery was here. Those guys are just not far from here. At the time, they were still brewing in their little garage right on Main Street in Chatham. Now they have move to a little bigger of a production, I guess I could say production facility. I think they have a 20-barrel system in there. I visited Tom and Jake and, of course, Matt, the head brewer there, not that long ago at their new facility. It's great. And I had those guys. I had Jake on, and I had Matt on separate times, talk about what they were doing up there, over there, west of here, which is not far from Hudson. So anybody who hasn't been to Chatham and their new facility, get over there and check them out. They're doing great things. I know they were getting ready to launch their either end or can and bottling line. I don't know if that has happened yet, but if anybody knows, just let me know so I can get over there and visit those guys again. Keegan Ailes was another great guest we had on here. I had all three of the head guys there. Well, Tommy Keegan, obviously, is the head brewmaster there. I had Gio Wenzel and Zach Kelly, who was actually the assistant brewer to Gio. Since I've had those guys on as guests, Gio and Zach have moved on. Gio has moved on to New Belgium out in Colorado. I don't know where Zach has gone to. I do know he went, I don't want to go out on a limb and say he might be in Colorado as well. I don't know if he's at New Belgium or not, but I touched base with Gio not too long ago, right around when GABF, which is the Great American Beer Festival, was in Denver. I talked to him. He was learning the ropes out there. He was having a lot of fun and just adapting to the different lifestyle of being out, you know, from Kingston to Colorado. It was a little bit of a change, I would say. So, I know he's going to do great things out there. And I also know that Tommy continues to do great things down at Keegan Ailes in Kingston. Last time he had the Bind Climber. That was one of his beers that he was putting in cans. I know it's probably been on the shelves for a while now. If anybody hasn't had that beer, they should definitely go and try it. It's delicious. And all the things that they do out of there, Mother's Milk, obviously, Joe Mama's Milk, Hurricane Kitty, Super Kitty, all of those things coming out of Keegan Ailes are great. And I haven't seen Tommy in a while, so hopefully over the holidays we'll get to catch up and chat a little bit. But, yeah, they're doing great things down there. Let's see, Chatham, Dutchess. We had the guys from Dutchess Hops here. It was Justin Riccobono. And at the time, Pat, I can't recall his last name. Pat was with them as well. Pat's moved on to some bigger and better things, I believe. But we have had Justin on twice. He's from Dutchess Hops down in LaGrangeville. One of the first and biggest hop growers in the area right now. I had him on actually not that long ago just to get an update. That was right around September when they were doing the Hoptember Festival. If anybody got to go to visit them during that time, that was a great event they put on. Some of the greatest, best beers around, food as well. So I believe that's already slated for next year in what they call Hoptember in September. And those guys are really kind of pioneering the way for the hop industry in this area. Not only are they growing, but they're also consulting and helping smaller farms that are interested in growing hops. Kind of test the market, test the waters. Harvesting is a big, not a big problem, but it's a costly problem for smaller farmers to get involved with once the hops are grown. Pelletized or pelletization, I think, as it's called, is kind of the way we buy our hops, only because it has a little bit more of a shelf life. Fresh hops are hard to deal with. So the harvesting of the hops is a challenge, and Dutchess Hops has been really doing a great job, you know, again, consulting. I know they're really investing in the infrastructure with some harvesting equipment and stuff, which will essentially go around to help the smaller farmers who can't afford or just don't have the you know, the time to harvest the stuff and get their hops out to the marketplace. So I think that's great what these guys are doing down there. If you have not been there, get down there. It's in LaGrangeville. I'm sure you can look it up on some sort of social media network or just hit Google. It'll pop up, right? Dutchess Hops in LaGrangeville. It's about an hour south of here, I would believe, right off the Taconic Parkway. It's beautiful. You can visit the hops, the hop plants. They'll take you on tours, and it's a nice place to just hang out on a Sunday afternoon, drink a couple of beers, and just walk around and look. But that was kind of our I'm going to get Justin back on probably once in the spring and see even how much further they've come with their hop projects. I know they were working with Cornell Cooperative. So they're shaking and moving in the hop industry, and it's really, really great to see. The demand is there, as everybody knows. You know, hops are probably biggest demand in our industry at this point in time. Malt and grain right right behind it. So we also had the guys from Albany Pump Station. That was Ryan. Ryan was here a while back. His assistant brewer, Sam, was not here, but it was a good visit from Ryan. He had just recently taken over the helms of the brewing operations from George DePietro, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who moved up to Druthers in Saratoga. So Ryan took over the helms, and Sam Pagano was his assistant brewer. And Sam kind of went from Browns to Albany Pump, was working with Ryan, and just recently Sam has moved on to the Van Dyke in Schenectady to take over the head brewing operations there. That was some news I got a couple weeks back. I wish him the best of luck. Definitely a guy who's worked his way up through the trenches. I can remember going to see Sam, or not to see him in particular, but just visiting Browns, and he was scrubbing floors and scrubbing kegs and just doing the grunt work or getting involved in the beer industry. So it's great to see him move up through the ranks and be the head brewer at the Van Dyke in Schenectady. So if anybody hasn't been to that place in some time, I think it's a nice ride. Go check it out. Drew Schmidt was the head brewer there, who was originally with Saratoga Brewery, took over the head brewing operations at Van Dyke, and I believe has recently gone to... I can't recall. Might be Schmaltz, if I'm correct. Or back to Saratoga. It's one or the other, which once he vacated that spot, that's what Sam took over. Ryan at the Albany Pump is also doing a great, great job up there, brewing some bigger beers, some flavorful beers up there. So a couple of places up in that area that you should really visit: Albany Pump and the Van Dyke in Schenectady. Also had the guys from Cave Mountain Brewing Company here. Tim Adams, who I actually was talking to the other day. He's up on the mountain, and this is his busy time. So those guys are getting slammed up there. Tourists and the skiers are all coming in and buying up his beer. Going to go visit him tomorrow, I believe. But he's doing a great job. His head brewmaster now is Dennis. That spot was became available when Jamie, I always mess his last name up too. Caliguire. Sorry, Jamie. Jamie left to take the head brewing position at Rare Form, which is in Troy. And Dennis took over the operations at Cave Mountain. So Jamie was also the assistant brewer at Crossroads Brewing under Hutch. So he's learned from brewing on a one barrel system to a 7-barrel system, and now I think he's on a 5-barrel system over in Troy. I have not been to Rare Form Brewery as of yet. I do plan to get there sooner or later, but I did have Jamie on here. Those guys are doing a good job up there as well. So as you can see, since the time of this, we started this show, there's been a lot of movement. People have been moving all over the place. Which is great. I mean, and these are all guys that, you know, have come up through the ranks and have taken head brewer positions either here in the area or moved, you know, out of state to, I guess, live their dream, you know. And it's I can assure you it's not for the money, because there's not that much money to be had. So Anyway, that was just a couple of the breweries that I had off the top of my head. I will scan my notes because I actually did take notes. And I will pull up some more names and some more info for you. But I also didn't want to continue boring you with things that you really didn't want to hear. So I figured that I'm reminiscing. I would go back to some tunes and reminisce myself. And I had heard this song the other day and forgot how timeless this particular tune is. And everybody knows the band, or at least I hope everybody does, the Allman Brothers. But this song is off the Eat a Peach album, which was 1971, if I believe, or 73. I can remember hearing it for the first time in 77. Yeah, I'm showing my age now. But 1977 was the first time I heard this song, and it's a timeless song. It still sounds just as good today as it did back then. It's one of my favorites, and then I'm going to go right into another Allman Brothers tune, and these are my two favorites of all time from the Allman Brothers, and hopefully everybody can kind of relate to these two songs, because, like I said, they sound just as good today as they did back then. The first one's actually going to be it's all vinyl. So if it's a little scratchy and a little, you'll understand why. This is actually the same album that I played back in 1977. The jacket's a little worn out, but the song is just as good. So let me cue this up for everybody. Hold on.
Keep on flowing, it don't work. of my way. Thank you.
if that don't bring you back in time, I don't know what does. Or at least make you want to have a beer, right? Oh, what another great song. 71, I think. 1971. Again, the Allman Brothers, Dreams. One of my two all-time favorite songs of all time. Hope everybody enjoyed that. But back to the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show. I don't want to... I've been going back on my list. I'm going to do my best not to leave anybody out. I don't want to forget my home brewers, who we also had on the show. That was Betsy Cothran and Randy Finley. Those guys are home brewers. They came in. We talked about how they got involved in the beer industry. Kind of styles they were brewing, and just how long they've been doing it. And, you know, these guys are doing it in their, you know, brewing in their basements, which is awesome, you know. Different styles, you know, different way to go about it. You know, again, doing it for the love of brewing. They were great guests to have on. And they also brew some phenomenal beer. You probably... If anybody doesn't know Randy and Betsy, they can often be seen drinking some of Hutch's beers at Crossroads. Randy also does a lot of volunteer for Crossroads, as he's been seen at a couple of events. He was at Bethel Woods with his wife, Louise, and daughter, Jen, who also works at Crossroads. They just did an event for the Bank of Greene County, right over in Greene County, and they do all that volunteer work for Crossroads, and which is fantastic. And it's wonderful to have them a part of the Crossroads family. Betsy is often seen bringing in her home brew for us to try and taste over at Crossroads. And her husband, Tim, is also a bartender at Crossroads. So I thank those guys as well for being a part of the Crossroads family. Some of the, you know, with the home brewing stuff, there's some informative stuff that's out there along those lines. If anybody really wants to get into, you know, the home brewing aspect of it, just to see if it's something that you may gravitate to. You know, obviously the Homebrew Emporium, I can't remember the town it's in, but just outside of Albany, I think it's off 90. They're a great resource in this area for any of your homebrew and wine needs. They have some great stuff, and they're pretty knowledgeable there, so they can help you with anything, any of the questions that you have if you're interested in getting into the homebrew or brewing industry. I think they actually have a commercial that's out that I heard not too long ago that says maybe we can open up our own microbrewery. Yeah, open your own brewery. It'll be fun. Don't expect to make any money. Trust me. Also, a great resource for the industry is Siebel. And Siebel is out in Chicago. They have a lot of online classes that you can take in regard to the brewing industry. And you can also, if you feel so inclined, and taking a road trip and or airplane trip, you can get out there. And they have courses, on-site courses that you can take as well. I actually took a course out there, how to open up your own brewery. And it was very, very informative. The speakers that they had there were absolutely phenomenal. And some of the speakers are in the industry, the Ebel Brothers, a great brewery out of Chicago with feature speakers. Obviously, Ray Daniels is another informative person. He created the Cicerone program, which is, I think it's a 3-tier program, if I'm not mistaken. And that can also be done online. So that's, if anybody who's so inclined that wants to expand their horizons, check that out, Cicerone. Online, you can do the course. I believe you can do all three tiers, or three levels, I should say, online. So that's a lot of fun to look at. Also, Micromatic is another place for information as far as parts and just things that you can't, it's hard to find. It's not like you're going to walk into a Home Depot or Lowe's and find some of these things that you need. So a place like Micromatic where you can just kind of go online and, you know, everything from washers to kegerators to, you know, anything you need equipment-wise, you know, for the brewing industry. There's some quick informational stuff along the brewing lines. I'm going through my list here. I don't want to forget. I really don't want to forget anybody. I'm sure I'm going to, but I'm just a lot of this I had written down. But I'm going by memory on a lot of things as well. I don't want to forget the guys from Sloop Brewery who were here to visit us at the studio. Justin Taylor and Adam Watson, who are down there in Poughkeepsie. These guys are doing some great beers, different style, different takes on some stuff, some sour ales they're doing. I also do believe that they're looking to move right here to the Hudson, a little further up in Livingston, I believe, which is not far from here in Hudson. It's right down 9G, if I'm not mistaken. And they're looking to do a farm brewery. And I don't know. I haven't heard from them in a while. I haven't seen them at any of the events. It's kind of quiet time right now as far as the events go in the beer industry. But I'm sure we'll catch up and see where they're at and what stage they're at with their brewing and getting that open. But that's going to be another brewery that's right here. I mean, I think Livingston is probably 10 minutes away, if I'm not mistaken. So that's great news coming from those guys. And they do, if you get a chance to have some of Sloop's beers, absolutely phenomenal stuff. Sour style. Really, really good stuff. And along the lines of the sour style, let's not forget my last guest that was here, Jeff Chief O'Neill from Peekskill Brewery, who I finally got up to see us here. And he obviously is one of the better and well-known brewers in probably the Northeast, I would say. Winning awards out at GABF and, you know, doing a great, great job down there at Peekskill. So about an hour south of here. I guess that's still considered the Hudson Valley. Maybe it's just as the Hudson Valley approach. But about an hour, I think it took an hour, maybe an hour and a half. So that's another road trip that you can take to go check those guys out. Jeff obviously was out at Ithaca, was out there for quite some time, and I believe he got his start out on the West Coast. So I didn't take great notes at that last interview. I don't have that here, do I? No. Oh, Drake's. Yeah, there we go. Drake's. I believe Drake's. That's where he got his start out, West Coast there. Jamie Quagmire. So yeah, I'm just looking through my notes. I'm hoping I didn't forget anybody that I had on. I'm sure I did, and somebody will let me know. But you can hear my papers going back and forth here, searching for anyone that I left out. Another great, just kind of informative. That was a book on a book in book form. It was pretty cool. We had Ben Keen here. We didn't have him here. I apologize. He was at the Spotty Dog. He visited. He did a book signing. He was is the author of the Great Northeast Brewery Tour, which came out, which is a great informative book. If anybody doesn't have that, that's make a great gift, actually, for someone. Pick that up. It's got all the – he visited a whole bunch of breweries in the Northeast. I don't know the total amount of numbers that he did, but he did a great job, and there's some great write-ups. Styles of beers and what people are doing, what's up and coming. So that's a great informative book as well. And he was right here at the Spotty Dog signing books. Hopefully some of you guys got to catch that. It was great. He told his story, and it was really great to see him and hang out with him, have a couple beers with him, you know. See, opening pump. I'm trying to think. Go back. Yeah, so it's been quite a run here. I'm looking forward to continuing to do the show in the up and coming 2015 if they'll continue to let me do it. I already lining up some guests for January and February, so hopefully I can that'll entice everybody to listen to me talk about beer. But so I got a few more minutes left here. I got some more. I'm going to run some stats because we're statisticians here all of a sudden in the beer industry. Play a quick tune for everybody, hit you with some stats, and then sign over to the next show, which is in about 8 minutes. Let me cue this up.
I'm just doing
know everybody's tapping their feet to that song out there, right? Little Talking Heads. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to me ramble on today. I did this solo. My guest did not show up, but this is Ken Landon. I am the host of the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show. Do this the third Tuesday of every month. Hopefully, I'll be back in January, but I just wanted to just leave you with this. New York State currently has 165 breweries, okay? It's up from 95 breweries in 2012. We're sixth in the U.S. in production, but third in economic impact. $2.2 billion. We produce 859,545 barrels, which produced in 2013. So that's 1.8 gallons per adult over 21, all right? Nationally, there are now 3,200 breweries opening at the rate of 1.5 per day, right? That's crazy. 1.5 breweries open nationwide per day. That's amazing to me. Holy cannoli. It's 18% growth by volume through the first half of 2014. I mean, if that doesn't tell you what's going on in this industry, I don't know what does. But again, I want to thank everyone for listening to me. And I wish everyone a happy and healthy New Year, Christmas, happy holidays, and be safe, drink good beer, and enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, I must say, I just read my phone. I think my mom's listening in Arkansas. So, hi, Mom. How's that a shout out to Arkansas? When was the last time that happened? Again, everybody have a happy and healthy, and thanks again for listening to the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show.